Hey, can you hear me? Welcome to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. This is the first week without my theme song.
Maybe not.
Because George Bush is retired. This particular show has never been done under any other president than GWB. No other president claimed the office during the time that this show is running, but the show doesn't necessarily connect itself to the presidency all the time. It was just sort of one of the integral parts of it the last 5 years. So, anyway, for one thing, I'll have to change my theme song. No more. It'll be different from now on. Haven't worked out. I think I'm going to do a theme montage sort of thing. So look for that in the coming weeks. This is 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. I'm going to play music and sounds. Got the new Animal Collective album. Got the new Greaves album. And I've got A Night in the Box. So, anyway, hope you enjoy noise, sounds, music. They all go together like peanut butter and chocolate. Yeah, let's get the mule. Let's get the 40 acres, folks. It's time. By the way, there's a patchy fog tonight and tomorrow morning. And 30% chance of snow Saturday night. It's chilly out. Chilly, 27. Okay, here we go. Oh, by the way, I should just mention all presidencies are bad. Just because we went through the worst one ever. Anytime you concentrate power that much, it's gonna be bad. Probably already know that. Talking the obvious. Let's get to entertainment here. The rake. The electric rake.
Oh. I don't know what Mr. West is a-gonna do, but he's a-doin' it and a-doin' it to you.
So busy. summer of a damned. The endless summer of a damned.
All the ultraviolet violence.
Rise with the birds, meeting up in the park. is Aleister Crowley, and I hope you're enjoying the All Night Images. Hello, dear friends. This is Aleister Crowley, owner and operator of Duke of Madness Motors, here at the edge of the New World Freeway. And you know, there's a lot of things going on in this town of ours that none of us has really gotten out of our car to really see. You can drive north and south in any direction in just a short time to see more wonderful and truly real things than are happening when you drive by. And that's because of the wonderful automobile that you have the pleasure to buy to get there in the first place. Safe and first and unconscious of the economy. It's so quiet. We're all, just like this little auto robot here, I'm thinking, a lot shorter than we used to be. And this little guy here we're talking about can have just as many wonderful needs at home as anybody else.
And
to get him here, to get all of us watching, he has to be taken out to run over the streets. And the kids, what about the cats or the dogs? Pick them up and put them in the robot and bring them down to Duke of Madness Motors, and we'll fit them each out with a robot of their own so they can get out around and see it too. Keep watching. You'll see we're always welcome to meeting strangers and wives and discounting everything that happens here at Duke of Madness Mufflers every day that remains for you.
Did a grand job one way.
Now hold it right there.
Oh, boy, it's nice out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, thank God to leave it out.
Hey, look, fellas, fun.
Corporations often spend millions of dollars to secure celebrity endorsements, but commercial campaigns can be wiped out overnight if a celebrity says the wrong thing or their image changes.
To just put a celebrity up there.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hi, this is Marion Ross.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
See if you can identify this sound.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Believe me, it hurts.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
To just put a celebrity up there and have him hawk your product will work. Put him in there in a way that is engaging, is charming, has a bit of a story going for it. We have found it's really...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
A most successful formula.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
The Madonna Media Blitz for Pepsi will begin in March when the new commercials are scheduled to premiere in the U.S., Japan, Australia, and the Soviet Union. And this footnote from an earlier soft drink campaign. It was exactly 5 years ago today that Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire while filming a Pepsi commercial in Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem like...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Like, I'm now
Hello,
saying,
this is
hi,
Ricardo
I'm
Montalban.
Me, I'm using this to sell you this.
Underwear.
Sell you this.
Hello, this is William Christopher from MASH and Aftermath.
Sell you this.
But I've got to admit, there's a string attached. A string called dental floss.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Now listen to this.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, I'm Chuck Connors for the Giraffe Project.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
People were coming up to me saying, I love Family Ties, I love Back to the Future, and I love that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
I love it, and kids loved it, and they started to treat it like a movie.
Start. And playback. Start. Oh.
This is Ricardo Montalban.
Viewers guess that the celebrity has been bought.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
And they are right.
Here comes a famous Hollywood superstar.
Hi, Miss D Star.
Hi.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, I'm Alan Thicke.
Hi, this is Barbara Eden.
Hello, this is James Coker.
It's perfectly normal and usually nothing to worry about. But if it's done too well.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you.
Viewers have a way of remembering the celebrity while forgetting the product.
A most successful formula.
I did not know this when I paid Eleanor Roosevelt $35,000 to make a commercial for margarine.
Thank you.
She reported that her mail was equally divided.
Thank you.
One half was sad because I had damaged my reputation. The other half was happy because I had damaged my reputation.
Ready, roll.
Not one of my proudest memories.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Super Box, number time at the 15 order, 2762 at the digital just a moment. $249.95, $397.97, $783.97, $70.84, $2.05, $3.16,
Right here.
FM over here? Let me try it.
Sea turtle, the blue lace cactus, the key deer, the short nose.
concert in the Tasmania.
Plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
What? The what? Commercials? Commercials? I get confused by all the claims.
And your name is...
Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
What?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
What?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
What?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good
point. Listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
And then you have to decide. You're promised to go both ways, right? After all, so this is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie. Okay. I've got a moral question for you. What?
Wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right, why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but don't ever catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise, line 6. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Hey.
Negotiate.
Yeah. check it in. And I say thank you, our children, children. I spent to you, craving you, crouched on all fours, craving you. The perfect hate with a smile, they're satisfied for a while. They know what they want, they know what's satisfied.
To ignite. Right. fashion sign. Who'll be the next in line for you? One day you'll find out when I'm gone. I was the best one you had. I was the one who gave you love. Who'll be the next in line? I made over you. Who'll be the next in line? Who'll be the next in line? For you. For you.
Ten foot tall and the nurse stuck a needle in my arm. Doc's nurse use a needle with ungodly charm. Whoa, 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 whoa. Walking down the hall, the dentist loomed through the door. Hickman, Buddha, Santa Mary, Cloud.
at his mouth. You have a car? Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Very well.
Hello. We're on the air. Yes, that was the Butthole Surfers, a song of medical trauma of some sort called, I think it's called I Saw X-Ray Girl Passing Gas from the Hairway to Steven album. Mudhoney did Who'll Be the Next in Line from Give the People What They Want, the Songs of the Kinks compilation. And before that, the Polyphonic Spree. A band with 24 members, and we heard the tune Running Away from the album called The Fragile Army. Before that, the Melvins, a short little 45-second blast called Gluey Porch Treatments from the Electro Retard album. Blurt in there with Am I Lonesome Tonight from an album called Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hit. Kenny Rogers does not appear on it. The Contortions before that with Throw Me Away from an album called The Contortions. A band called Circus Mort did Children Remember from an vinyl EP of theirs. Para Ubu did Folly of Youth from Ray Gunn's Suitcase. Clawhammer did Uncontrollable Urge from their cover album Question Are We Not Men, We Are Not Devo. Before that, a band out of Canada called The Wet Secrets and Get Your Own Apartment from their last album from last year. Before that, we had a Circumstantial Happenstance with some Negative Land in there. Tom Morello from his new album, The Fabled City. We heard The Lights Are On in Spider Town. Bill Feeney did the Endangered Species song from a 7-inch Firesign Theater mix. Before that, Negative Land, A Most Successful Formula from Dyspepsy. Before that, Firesign Theater mix Circumstantial Happenstance with Duke of Madness Motors, etc. New music from the Animal Collective. Before that, also Frightened from the album Merryweather Post Pavilion. New music from Bauhaus from their latest Go Away White. We heard Endless Summer of the Damned. Sonic Youth did Silver Rocket from Daydream Nation. Tsunami Bomb did The Invasion from Within from their EP. RF7 did 666 Head from the Fall In EP. The Refused did Blind Date from Lion Destroyed the Whole World. And we started with Eugene Von Beethoven, Eugene Chadbourne, and Kemper Von Beethoven members, and Born on the Bayou, a cover of the Creedence Clearwater Revival's tune here on Moscow. 48 degrees.
We don't have enough data.
And the Colonial.